McLaughlin of God's Word Life Source Ministries podcast, broadcasting from godsword.eprn.us. Welcome to show 98, which is a show of scripture readings provided for those who enjoy listening to the reading of God's Word. and for all other individuals as well. In each part of the podcast, there will be three scripture readings. All readings will be taken from the New International Version. Praying, Lord, let not the reading of your word go out void. Amen. Hear the word of God as written in 1 Samuel chapter 1, verses 4 through 20. The birth of Samuel. Whenever the day came for Elkanah to sacrifice, he would give portions of the meat to his wife, Peninnah, and to all her sons and daughters. But to Hannah he gave a double portion because he loved her, and the Lord had closed her womb. And because the Lord had closed her womb, her rival kept provoking her in order to irritate her. This went on year after year. Whenever Hannah went up to the house of the Lord, her rival provoked her till she wept and would not eat. Elkanah, her husband, would say to her, Hannah, why are you weeping? Why don't you eat? Why are you downhearted? Don't I mean more to you than 10 sons? Once when they had finished eating and drinking in Shiloh, Hannah stood up. Now, Eli the priest was sitting on a chair by the doorpost of the Lord's temple. In the bitterness of soul, Hannah wept so much and prayed to the Lord. And she made a vow, saying, O Lord Almighty, if you will only look upon your servant's misery and remember me, and not forget your servant, but give her a son, then I will give him to the Lord for all the days of his life, and no razor will ever be used on his head. As she kept on praying to the Lord, Eli observed her mouth. Hannah was praying in her heart, and her lips were moving, but her voice was not heard. Eli thought she was drunk and said to her, how long will you keep on getting drunk? Get rid of your wine. Not so, my Lord, Hannah replied. I am a woman who is deeply troubled. I have not been drinking wine or beer. I was pouring out my soul to the Lord. Do not take your servant for a wicked woman. I have been praying here out of my great anguish and grief. Eli answered, go in peace, and may the God of Israel grant you what you have asked of him. She said, may your servant find favor in your eyes. Then she went on her way and ate something. Her face was no longer downcast. Early in the morning, they arose and worshiped before the Lord, and then they went back to their home at Ramah. Elkanah laid with Hannah, his wife, and the Lord remembered her. So in the course of time, Hannah conceived and gave birth to a son. She named him Samuel, saying, because I asked the Lord for him. The second reading comes from 1 Samuel chapter 2, verses 1 through 10. This portion of scripture is known as Hannah's prayer. Then Hannah prayed and said, my heart rejoices in the Lord. In the Lord, my horn is lifted high. My mouth boasts over my enemies, for I delight in your deliverance. There is no one holy like the Lord. There is no one besides you. There is no rock like our God. Do not keep talking so proudly, or let your mouth speak such arrogance, for the Lord is a God who knows, and by him deeds are weighed. The bows of the warriors are broken, but those who stumble are armed with strength. Those who were full hire themselves out for food, but those who were hungry hunger no more. She who was barren has borne 7 children, but she who has had many sons pines away. The Lord brings death and makes alive. He brings down to the grave and raises up. The Lord sends poverty and wealth. He humbles and he exalts. He raises the poor from the dust and lifts the needy from the ash heap. He seats them with princes and has them inherit a throne of honor. For the foundation of the earth are the Lord's. Upon them he has set the world. He will guard the feet of his saints, but the wicked will be silenced in darkness. It is not by strength that one prevails. Those who oppose the Lord will be shattered. He will thunder against them from the heaven. The Lord will judge the ends of the earth. He will give strength to his king and exalt the horn of his anointed. The third reading is taken from the book of Daniel, chapter 12, verses 1 through 3. And this is pertaining to the end of times. At the time, Michael, the great prince, who protects your people, will rise. There will be a time of distress such as has not happened from the beginning of nations until then. But at that time, your people, everyone whose name is found written in the book, will be delivered. Multitudes who sleep in the dust of the earth will awake. Some to everlasting life, others to shame and everlasting contempt. Those who are wise will shine like the brightness of the heavens, and those who lead many to righteousness like the stars forever and ever. Please return for the second part of this podcast following a song entitled Psalm 16 by The Corner Room.
Preserve me, O God, for in you I take refuge. I say to the Lord, you are my I have no good apart from you, apart from you. As for the saints in the land, they are the excellent ones, in whom is all my delight. The sorrows of those who after another God shall multiply. Their drink offerings of blood I will not pour out or take their names on my lips. The Lord is my chosen portion and my cup. Behold my have fallen for me in pleasant places. Indeed, I have beautiful inheritance. Beautiful inheritance. I bless the Lord who gives me counsel in the night.
Now I will continue with the reading of the scriptures, beginning with Psalms 16. In this psalm, David speaks of three things. Firstly, he describes the foolishness of idolatry. Secondly, he speaks of the blessing of honoring the Lord. And thirdly, David declares his confidence in God. Psalms 16 in its entirety reads thusly, "Keep me safe, O God, for in you I take refuge. I said to the Lord, you are my Lord. Apart from you I have no good thing. As for the saints who are in the land, they are the glorious ones in whom is all my delight. The sorrows of those will increase who run after other gods. I will not pour out my libation of blood or take up their names on my lips. Lord, you have assigned me my portion and my cup. You have made my lot secure. The boundary lines have fallen for me in pleasant places. Surely I have a delightful inheritance. I will praise the Lord who counsels me. Even at night, my heart instructs me. I have set the Lord always before me. Because he is at my right hand, I will not be shaken. Therefore, my heart is glad, and my tongue rejoices. My body also will rest secure, because you will not abandon me to the grave, nor will you let your Holy One see decay. You have made known to me the path of life. You will fill me with joy in your presence, with eternal pleasures at your right hand. The second reading is taken from Hebrews chapter 10, verses 11 through 14 and 15 through 18 pertain to Christ's sacrifice once for all. And verses 19 through 25 refer to a call to persevere. Reading now from Hebrews. Day after day, every priest stands and performs his religious duties. Again and again, he offers same sacrifices, which can never take away sin. But when this priest had offered for all time one sacrifice for sin, he sat down at the right hand of God. Since that time, he waits for his enemies to be made his footstool. Because by one sacrifice, he has made perfect forever those who are being made holy. The Holy Spirit testifies to us about this. First, he says, this is the covenant I will make with them. After that time, says the Lord, I will put my laws in their heart, and I will write them on their minds. Then he adds, their sins and lawless acts I will remember no more. And where these have been forgiven, there is no longer any sacrifice for sin. A call to persevere. Therefore, brothers, since we have confidence to enter the most holy place by the blood of Jesus, by a new and living way opened for us through the curtain that is his body, and since we have a great priest over the house of God, let us draw near to God with a sincere heart in full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled to cleanse us from a guilty conscience, and having our bodies washed with pure water. Let us hold unanswervingly to the hope we profess. For he who promised a faith is faithful, and let us consider how we may spur one another on toward love and good deeds. Let us not give up meeting together, as some are in the habit of doing, but let us encourage one another, and all the more as you see the day approaching. And now, the third and final reading is from the Gospel of Mark, chapter 13, verses 1 through 8. These verses of Scripture pertain to the signs of the end of the age. As he was leaving the temple, one of his disciples said to him, "Look, teacher, what massive stones, what magnificent buildings. Do you see all these great buildings?" replied Jesus. "No, not one stone here will be left on another. Everyone will be thrown down." As Jesus was sitting on the Mount of Olives, opposite the temple, Peter, James, John, and Andrew asked him privately, "Tell us, when will these things happen? And what will be the sign that they are all about to be fulfilled. Jesus said to them, "Watch out that no one deceives you. Many will come in my name, claiming, 'I am he,' and will deceive many. When you hear wars and rumors of wars, do not be alarmed. Such things must happen, but the end is still to come. Nations will rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom. There will be earthquakes in various places and famines. These are the beginning of birth pains." The word of God for the people of God. Praying. Dear Heavenly Father, bless the reading, the hearing, and the application of your holy word. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. The closing song is entitled Psalm 16, Full of Joy, by Shane and Shane.
Preserve me, O God, for I find rest in you alone. I say to the Lord, you are my Lord, I have no good apart from you. All sons and daughters, brothers, sisters, my delight. Hey, let's sing together. No other God shall satisfy. God, you satisfy. In your presence,
joy, joy, are you right? Internet radio station.
Exquisite Podcast Radio Network. www.eprn.us.